Joy Meets Anxiety. The successful film Inside Out 2 came out of rough real-life experience. Kelsey Mann was scanning some old photos when he came to a series of pictures from his childhood birthdays and was struck by what he saw. I was 5, and it's my birthday, and I'm sitting there in front of my cake. I think it was the smile and the joy on my face that made me stop, says the director of Inside Out 2. I'm like, wow, I am really enjoying this moment. Then I turned 8 and my smile went down. I turned 11, it went down even further. Then 13, and I'm just staring at this cake, wishing I was anywhere but there. I thought, what happened? Inside Out had been a huge hit for Pixar in 2015. The comedy about 11-year-old Riley's emotions struggling to find balance within her grossed more than $850 million and won the animated feature Oscar. With a sequel in mind, the studio's writers had been continuing to learn how the mind works. The emotional core. Mann says of the change in his photos, "This is the time when you become really self-conscious and compare yourself to others. So that feeling of not feeling good enough is where a lot of this began." Welcome to Pixar, says Inside Out 2 co-writer Dave Holstein, to laughter from Mann and co-writer Meg LaFave. We start at the emotional core and think, what's the saddest possible thing? For Inside Out 2, nominally a comedy, they were steeped in one of the most terrifying circumstances, puberty. 13-year-old Riley is doing great, playing hockey with good friends. Her emotions, led by joy, are nurturing her developing sense of self. Then a squad of new emotions, powered by anxiety, arrives. Holstein says, "The question for me was, what happens to joy as we get older?" LaFave says, "Perfectionism and anxiety taking over at that age is something that we could all relate to, but it also had to be fun."